FM, online and digital radio. London's biggest conversation. This is LBC 97.3.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Dan Freeman at the scene of the helicopter crash that has killed two people in Vauxhall. The aircraft came down on Wandsworth Road after hitting a crane on St George's Tower at around 8 o'clock this morning.
Everyone was just shouting, get out, get out. For a minute, I thought I was going to get crushed by some of the debris. So, so lucky that not more people were injured.
The pilot of the helicopter had requested to divert and land at London Heliport at Battersea due to the bad weather. Debris is scattered across Nine Elms Road, just yards from where I am now. The hum of traffic in the area has resumed, however. Some roads now reopen, but notably less busy than normal for a Tuesday lunchtime. Everyone who drives through here totally mesmerised by what they see. Firefighters, police officers and swarms of news reporters all rushing frantically in Vauxhall in London this lunchtime. The sense of panic has gone from here, however, but it was a very different story earlier this morning. Lorry driver Ray making a delivery to St George's Wharf nearby.
We heard this big bang and then we looked up and the crane was just in pieces, flying down the waters. It was just coming down everywhere. And then about, a second later, there was another big bang. That was probably the helicopter. And then we kind of looked again at the crane, and it was falling towards us, so we ran. We just ran, and the driver in front of me, he was running as well. And then we got to the end of that at Nine Elms. We looked down the road, and there was this massive fireball, and there was smoke, and cars everywhere.
Well, soon after, firefighters rescued a man from a burning vehicle who's been taken to hospital, and calls flooded into LBC 97.3 from stunned witnesses in the area.
Come at the vehicle, and I've heard a massive, massive thud. Turned around, and actually seen the helicopter upside down, falling. Landed probably 400 to 500 metres away from where I actually was.
I just saw people running. It was like out of a movie. I saw builders and people running, and I looked up, and I could just see stuff kind of just falling, and there was just all this debris kind of falling down. Some of it hit the roof of my car.
It was just the other side of the bridge as it came down. To be honest, I was just bumbling along, and I heard a flash bang. Heat wave hit me in the chest. I've looked through the other side of the bridge, and I thought a petrol tanker had exploded in front of me. It had covered the car with fuel, which had started to go up.
There was also one car which was actually on fire, which had got away from the scene. The person who owned that car jumped onto a bus, took the fire extinguisher and proceeded to put his car out.
Well, alongside me here in Vauxhall is LBC 97.3's Kath Stanchesh, and she's at the other side of the police cordon here.
There are still dozens of emergency service vehicles in front of me here at the police cordon outside Vauxhall Station. The station has now reopened, but there are many police vans and cars and several fire trucks and lorries, some of which are just about to leave.
Well, around 80 firefighters are still here on the scene. As I say, dozens of police officers as well. But those firefighters still intent on trying to make the crane above me secure. He's Peter Cowart from the London Fire Brigade.
The crane is obviously in a precarious position, having had a helicopter hit it. We've got crews up there at the moment assessing the damage so that we can be confident about making it safe before we leave.
13 people have been treated by London Ambulance Service. Two have been taken to St Thomas's Hospital. LBC 97.3's Tom Swarbrick is there.
Well, we believe three people are currently being treated for their injuries. It's unclear whether one person has already been discharged. It brings the total number of casualties in hospital to six. A man and a woman being treated at King's College Hospital. Seven people were treated at the scene. The London Ambulance Service confirming that the total number of casualties, including the two people who died, now stands at 15.
Boris Johnson's office says the mayor's thoughts are with the families of the two victims and with those injured. David Cameron, too, has spoken in the Commons in the last hour.
Mr. Speaker, I'd also like to mention the helicopter crash in central London this morning. The whole House will wish to join me in sending our thanks to the emergency services for their rapid and professional response to this situation.
The National Air Traffic Service has told LBC 97.3 two warnings about this specific crane were published on the 7th of January. Jeremy James is from the Helicopter Club for Great Britain.
When they're building those buildings, there's always cranes involved. And there's a NOTAM, notice to airmen, issued about cranes near the vicinity of the heliport, as was a NOTAM about this particular crane. So we're used to reading notices about cranes along the river, and it's a see and avoid principle.
We'll stay with LBC 97.3 for updates and more on our website, lbc.co.uk, where you can see video and pictures from here.